Our next hour with Tony Grady. He's a Republican candidate for lieutenant governor. What the hell does lieutenant governor do? Unbelievable. Suffice to say, it's an important office. But the big question is, what is it that they actually do? By the way, John Cornyn is a senator from Texas. And I want you to hear, in his own words, how he is looking for answers to the Texas gun tragedy. These are his constituents that died in Uvalde. And this is cut number three. John Cornyn, the senior senator from Texas, looking for answers to the gun tragedy in Uvalde. Here it is.
Madam President, like so many people in Texas and across the country, I can't stop thinking about the 19 children and the two teachers who lost their lives in Uvalde, Texas. Over the last several days, 21 families have started burying their loved ones. This tight-knit community of 15,000 people, 60 miles from the U.S.-Mexico border, is grieving the loss of classmates, playmates, friends, neighbors, colleagues, and fellow church members. As grief turns to anger and anger turns to action, everyone is asking the question, the logical question, how do we stop these sort of things from happening again? Well, I think that's the right question. That's the question that's been on my mind and dominating conversations with my colleagues the last couple of weeks. Now, this is a big, diverse country. There are a lot of differences, regionally, culturally, and the like. And each of us have ideas about what would work best. But that's the genius of our federal system, what Louis Brandeis called the laboratories of democracy, because one size fits all is not necessarily always the right solution. But those of us who work here in the Senate know this is not just about our goals or ideals. It's about what was once called the art of the possible. Perfect bills exist only in our imagination. And we have to be realistic about what can pass both chambers of Congress and get the president's signature. And we know it's not easy by design. The founding fathers had this idea that if they made it hard to pass legislation, if they forced us to build consensus, that we wouldn't pass a lot of laws that would limit individual freedom and liberty, that it would only be where there was a true national consensus that we could get those laws passed.
Can I tell you something? I know a lot of people talk in Washington. Now is an opportunity for senators and congressmen, House members, to actually get something done, something that you can find consensus with. And it's not going to be with gun control. You're not going to find 10 votes for gun control. You may find 10 votes for upping the age, buying an assault weapon from 18 to 21. That's fine. I think a lot of people would be content with that. There are a number of different ideas that are out there that are being floated. The problem is that nobody trusts the other side. I don't trust the other side to stop at raising the age from 18 to 21. I'm sorry, I don't trust them. I don't trust Chuck Schumer or Nancy Pelosi or Joe Biden. I don't trust any of them. We'll talk more about this coming up in a minute. You want to join in, you're welcome to do so at 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. I want to talk with first-time callers, those of you who are gun owners. Maybe you own an AR-15. They want to put a 1,000% tax on an AR-15. Something is wrong. Something is really, really wrong. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let Gentleman Jim know that you're a first-time caller. He'll give you some extra love. And we may even move you up in line, get you on the air, because I want to hear from you. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, at 1:31, I'm sitting here in the studio. I have a bird's-eye view of the conditions on area freeways with our traffic cams. And I see a lot of congestion there on Interstate 15 northbound. That's near the Tropicana on-ramp. Don't see an accident there, but there sure is a lot of congestion, so watch for that. Also, those lane restrictions continue, and that's causing some bumper-to-bumper conditions on and off downtown through the Spaghetti Bowl, 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange, and that at times is causing some backups on that transition lane, too. Those were merging from Interstate 15 northbound over to that construction zone on 515 East.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. One half of the Stanley Cup Final is set after the Colorado Avalanche knock off the Edmonton Oilers yesterday by a 6-5 score. They sweep through that series. They are going to match up against either the New York Rangers or Tampa Bay Lightning. Those two teams are playing Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Final tonight in Tampa. The Rangers lead that series 2-1, as the home team has won every game so far of that series. After an off day yesterday, the Aviators back at tonight, beginning the series against Round Rock. Colin Wiles on the mound. He is looking for his fourth win of the season. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Welcome to Allstate, where you can save just by being you. DriveWise and the Allstate mobile app gives you personalized driving feedback, and by adding it to your policy, you can save for driving safe just by being yourself. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate. Click, call, or visit allstate.com to save today.
Not available in every state. Savings based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Savings vary, subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
When you need your tech working its best, Staples has you covered.
My PC has three speeds, slow, slower, and slowest.
Staples has you covered during our free PC tune-up event, Saturday the 18th and Sunday the 19th. Bring your existing PC to any Staples store and we'll remove junk files, improve your startup and operating speeds, and optimize your device's performance with a one-year subscription for PC tune-up software, a $30 value free. Your tech solution is at Staples. In-store only, Windows devices only. Appointments encouraged by phone or in-store.
I'm Sam Brown, running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Career politician Adam Laxalt likes to talk about how he's fighting election fraud. He says non-citizen voting's been a problem since 2008. Okay, but you know who was attorney general for four of those years? Adam Laxalt. For 4 years, he passed up the chance to fight for reform. He was even told that the DMV was registering illegal voters, but he looked the other way and did nothing. Then in 2020, Donald Trump asked Adam Laxalt to file challenges to non-citizen voting. But Adam Laxalt failed again. He admits he filed the lawsuits too late, weeks after the official deadline to challenge illegal votes. As the former attorney general, shouldn't Adam Laxalt have known better? But instead of taking responsibility, he blames the Trump campaign. But who was the chair of the Trump campaign? Adam Laxalt. Typical career politician. No accountability. No results. It's time for fighters. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada, the battle-born fighter we need.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The Dems have nothing to run on. Is that? I mean, that's not. That doesn't have to be fact checked. I mean, that's true. The fact is that the Dems have nothing to run on. The economy sucks. Gas prices are sky high. We've got the second highest gas prices in the nation. And the fact is that from a dollars and cents standpoint, the economy sucks. Okay? And again, you don't have to fact check that one. We're living that one. Okay. So what is it that the Dems are trying to do? The Dems have determined they're going to make January 6th a big issue, the same way guns are a big issue. If there's a way they can tie this into women, God forbid when the Supreme Court comes out with a decision that undoes Roe v. Wade, that will be an issue. And they got nothing else to run on. So they're going to have this prime time hearing that supposedly, according to what they're saying, is that it's bipartisan. The fact is, it's not bipartisan. Let's just begin there. It's not bipartisan. But they're going to do something that I haven't seen in a long time. And that's take one of those hearings into prime time. They're hoping everybody will watch it. Nobody will watch it. There's baseball that's better. I mean, hell, I'd watch a USFL game before I would watch this. Will we have highlights from it? Maybe, maybe not. But Jamie Raskin is on the committee, is on the January 6th committee. And was asked in an interview with WAPO, Washington Post, what will the primetime hearings be about? This is cut five, by the way, cut number five. What will these January 6th hearings be about coming up on Thursday night, right before your very eyes? Here it is.
Well, I think you will see a comprehensive introduction and overview of the findings that will be laid out over the course of the month of June. And we're going to tell the story of a conspiracy to overturn the 2020 presidential election and block the transfer of power. So this is an extraordinary and unprecedented event in our history. I mean, you really have to go back to the Civil War to understand anything like it. But of course, the Confederates never denied that Abraham Lincoln had actually won the election. They just wanted to secede from the Union. But here we had an effort to lie about who won the election, and then a concerted multi-step effort to overturn the result of the election. And all of it was backed up by a violent assault on the U.S. Capitol, which drove the House and the Senate members out of our respective chambers and shut down the counting of Electoral College votes for the first time in American history for several hours.
You use that word conspiracy. Your colleague, Representative Liz Cheney, she used that over the weekend in a separate interview. So did a federal judge, David Carter. He said that it was more likely than not that Donald Trump was part of a conspiracy to overturn the elections. So is that what the hearing is going to lay out? Is that what the committee has found?
Yes, the committee has found evidence of concerted planning and premeditated activity. The idea that all of this was just a rowdy demonstration that spontaneously got a little bit out of control is absurd. You don't almost knock over the U.S. government by accident. We're going to lay out all of the evidence we have found. House Resolution 503 charges us with defining what happened on January 6th, explaining the causes of what happened, and then ultimately laying out recommendations that would allow us to fortify ourselves against coups and insurrections moving forward.
That's Jamie Raskin, a congressman from Maryland and a member of the January 6th committee. I'm just going to tell you, if they think America is going to be mesmerized like the OJ trial or the Watergate hearings, you are sadly mistaken. In fact, I'm willing to bet that MSNBC, that Rachel Maddow or someone of that ilk will have better ratings on Thursday night than will these sham hearings, supposedly bipartisan, but they're honest to God, they're not going to be bipartisan. Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger does not make it bipartisan. Sorry. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. You want to join us? Here's how you do it. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And guess what, folks? We're about an hour and 10 minutes away from giving away a $50 gas card. Yeah, we're going to give them away all month long. A $50 gift card, gas card, I should say, and a basic oil change from Meineke. Yeah, we're going to do that at 2:50. So make sure you're listening. Make sure you're by the phone. Make sure you're by your smartphone. And maybe you'll win. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Thanks for listening. And we're saying thanks with a $50 gas card and basic oil change. Listen weekday mornings at 7:50 on the club and weekday afternoons at 2:50 during Kevin Wall's show for your chance to win. Thanks for listening is fueled by Meineke Car Care Center on AM 670 KMZQ.
Andy, retired SWAT sergeant.
I'm voting for Kevin McMahill because I've seen his leadership firsthand. He demands nothing but the best from himself and his officers. That's why nearly 80% of cops endorse Kevin.
Roxanne McCoy, community leader.
I'm supporting McMahill for sheriff because he's been in our community for years building authentic relationships.
Mario Berlenga, proprietor, Westside Market.
I'm voting for Kevin McMahill. I saw him reduce crime in our neighborhood, and that's good for my business and our community.
I'm Kevin McMahill, and I'm asking for your vote.
Paid for by the committee to elect Kevin McMahill.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates, enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
There's a child in Kenya, or Sierra Leone, or India, or Bolivia, who you could connect with. And through Child Fund, it's possible. We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect with each other. And when we do, we make things better. We connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. That's what Child Fund is about. Together, we co-create, support, and sustain connections that lead to greater well-being for millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and their countries, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. His and yours. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by our friends at Ichabod's Lounge, the home of the Misfits Poker League. Every Sunday morning at 11, I was there last Sunday, and I had a load of fun. In fact, I was even there when they were bringing in the tables, the poker tables. That's Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos. How bad is it for Democrats running for re-election? We know that the economy sucks. The gas prices are going through the roof. We know that we've got problems in Ukraine that probably wouldn't have happened if Joe Biden was not president. But the fact is that it is getting really, really toxic for Dems. How bad? Even CNN is talking about it. Gentleman Jim Dallas has been tracking this story all day long. What's going on?
Yeah, whatever's left of their credibility over there at CNN, they're trying to hang on to, because their senior data reporter at CNN, Harry Enten is his name, he broke down the in devastating terms the net approval rating, and he was comparing Biden's all the way back to the Jimmy Carter era. Now, let me just run down all of those presidents, where they were at this point of their presidency. Biden right now is at a minus 26 on the net approval rating scale. Carter was minus 26. Reagan was minus 15 in 1982, if you can believe that one, Kevin. We know that the tax cuts really turned the country around, and it turned his fate around, because in 1984, he had a landslide 49-state victory. So he can turn it around, but of course Biden does not have that capability, I don't think. Obama was 6 points under. Clinton was 2 points over in 1994. Trump was 6 points over in 2018. H.W. Bush was 9 points over, and W. Bush was 25 points over at this juncture of his first term. I think it's because that was right after 9/11.
Well,
2002.
Exactly. And can I tell you, I was looking at the Biden approval ratings just off of that ABC News Ipsos poll that came out just a couple of days ago. And on every key issue other than COVID-19, the president is not just underwater. He is drowning. On the recovery, his approval rating is 37%. On inflation, that impacts everybody, rich, poor, white, black, Asian, doesn't matter. Inflation, 28% approval rating. Gas prices, any of us that drive ourselves to work, 27%. That's incredible.
Well, they said that this was the best position that the Republican Party has been in 80 years. 80 years since the Republicans have had this kind of advantage, or at least perceived advantage, during an election year. Nothing is going right. I can't think, and whenever people call here, and I talk to them on the phone before they go on the air, I even asked them if they're hardcore Democrats. I go, come on, let's talk about it. I mean, what has gone right over the past 18 months? And nobody can give me anything.
No. And the dumb thing is, if you could say, well, this is something that's going to get better, even Janet Yellen is telling Congress this ain't going to improve anytime soon. You know, this may be transitory, and it may be a part of a transition of our economy from a fossil-based fuel economy to a Green New Deal. But the fact is, it's not going to get better. I mean, inflation's not going to get better, and believe it or not, the gas prices keep going up and up and up, and now we're being told to expect $6 and $7 a gallon gasoline.
Well, to put a bow on this segment here, Kevin, this gentleman on CNN, the senior data reporter, Harry Enten, he said 5 months from now, 5 months from tomorrow, this was last night, he said he wouldn't be surprised if Republicans will seat 236 to 241 seats in the House, which will leave the Democrats with 194 to 199.
Whoa.
That is a huge, huge advantage for the Republicans. And they're starting to see the tea leaves now.
Please, Nancy Pelosi, would you turn over that gavel, please? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, God. I tell you what, this could be an amazing election, but there's still a long ways away. We are still a long ways away from being able to declare victory and take the gavel out of Nancy Pelosi's hand to give the leadership to Mitch McConnell or whoever is the majority leader at the time. It's gonna be crazy. Stay where you are. We got a lot to do. In fact, I'm going to let you hear when we come back. Karl Rove, how bad is it for Joe Biden? It's pretty bad. And in fact, rock bottom, according to Britt Hume. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, my name is Sigal Chadha, the conservative Republican for Nevada Attorney General. 2 years ago, I saw Governor Sisolak and AG Ford destroy our civil liberties and use my position as an attorney to fight for all Nevadans. I sued them and got places of worship reopened and sued to ensure that our seniors got priority with COVID vaccines and got the age limit reduced from 75 to 65 years old. I spent the fall litigating our children being masked at schools and took on Sisolak, Ford, and the school district to unmask our kids. I did all this while my opponent collaborated with Sisolak and Ford to keep her dispensaries open while our businesses stayed closed. My opponent has spent over a decade collaborating with Democrats, harming Nevadans, maxing out to Sisolak, Reed, and Cortez Masto. True Republicans don't compromise ideals for money. As Nevada's next Attorney General, I will work for you, not special interests. I will work to ensure that the American dream never dies. I'm Sigal Chadha, candidate for Nevada Attorney General, and I approve this message. Paid for by Sigal Chadha for Nevada Attorney General. ChadhaForNevada.com.
If you've been involved in a car accident, you need Nevada's legal elite, Demopolis Law, the firm you can trust. Visit us at legalelite.com.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. My commitment to public safety is absolute. That is why I have the endorsements of police agencies across the valley. They know I have their back and will never vote to defund police or limit their ability to keep us safe. That is why the police support me, and that is why I'm asking you to join them as well. I hope I can count on your support to help protect and keep our neighborhoods and families safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind